mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Loaded, ladies and gentlemen. I'm ready to go live. I'm so happy that Monday is here. Massive broadcast lined up for you today as we resist tyranny and defend liberty. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is the 25th day of April 2005. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us for his weekly report coming up in 30 minutes from PrisonPlanet.com. And in the middle of the broadcast, in about an hour and a half, we'll be joined by this this individual, this researcher, John Sanders, and he's going to be coming on to talk about the piece he did about myself and others concerning 9/11. And his main focus of his attack was on the professor that has the class entitled 9/11: The Road to Tyranny, and he basically in here implies the Bohemian Grove doesn't exist, that we believe aliens kidnap presidents. It's pretty ridiculous stuff, but I do have to commend him. I talked to him this morning on short notice, and he agreed to come on. And most of these people, when they attack us, like William F. Jasper at the Neocon New American, refuses to come on and defend themselves when they attack us. So we have to commend him. We have to commend Ann Coulter for coming on. And, of course, I cleaned the floor with her. We have to defend all of the people who at least will get in the arena with us, that will get down on the gridiron with us and engage in the information war. We have the truth, and they have, the twisting and mindless labels that they engage in. But it doesn't work. We're winning the fight for the hearts and minds of the people. We're shifting the paradigm out of the false left-right system. We are defending the Second Amendment. We are defending the borders. We are fighting abortion. We are defending sovereignty against the UN. We are exposing the out-of-control government. We are fighting the national toll roads. We are engaging the New World Order and the Federal Reserve at point-blank range. And we are winning. They are losing. That's why we are being bombarded by major publications now on a daily basis. Good. Send people to us. They'll find the truth, and you will lose even more of your control over us, New World Order. You're being forced to fire on us, and by firing on us, you only illuminate what we're doing and the truth we're bringing forward, and you're going to lose. When we get back, I want to get into the weekend and today's news, and I want to start off with 5-year-old arrested in Florida on felony charges. I didn't cover this Friday because I hadn't seen the video yet. We have the video posted on PrisonPlanet.com. 5-year-old arrested, supposedly throwing a fit and assaulting people. And she was engaging in little spats that brats always engage in, absolutely nothing. And I want to analyze this and talk about, the Prison Planet, how normal behavior, normal bratly behavior exhibited by many children is now being made criminal, now being made felony. And on top of it, it shows how surveilled these classrooms are with, cameras in every classroom. Many times, though, this backfires on the globalist. But there is so much coming up. FEMA's inspectors include criminals. Agency relied on them for honest reports time and time again at the head of CPS, at the head of FEMA, at the head of any agency you can imagine. We have convicted hardcore criminals running things. Who else can the globalists rely on to be ruthless? Who else could Stalin rely on? Who else could Hitler rely on but criminals? We shall return on the other side of this quick break and plunge into the news. And just two great guests coming up. And I salute Mr. Sanders for having the courage to face me in the next hour.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have the distinction of being attacked by the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC News, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the New American Neocon Fake Patriot Magazine, American Legion, Vanity Fair, Popular Mechanics. The list goes on, and they're all establishment lackeys. They're there to defend this corrupt system that feeds upon our innocent population. We know that the government has basically bought and paid for the controlled media. We know that thousands of reporters have been paid in cold, hard cash to lie and twist and push an agenda of control across the board, from toll road cameras to the faith-based initiatives to pay off the churches and federalize them, to, of course, subjects like No Child Left Behind to federalize control of your children, to the New Freedom Initiative, to force psychologically test and force drug, or to promote the national ID card. But tens of thousands of other reporters are just useful idiots that parrot the establishment line, that actually believe the propaganda they're spewing. But they've got a problem. The Dallas Morning News, one of the biggest papers in the country last week, reported in the last year alone, a 13% decrease in its circulation, and they're on the verge of being indicted now by the district attorney, according to Texas television and newspaper reports, for lying about their circulation. It looks like it's worse than that. Major papers in the last decade have lost over 60% of their circulation. Broadcast TV and even cable TV has lost about 45% of its viewers, and it's accelerating. While at the same time, websites like Infowars.com receive millions and millions and millions and millions and millions. I don't know, all four sites combined, it's something like 10, 15 million a month, depending on what month. And I'm one of the smaller sites compared to some of the others that are out there. Unfortunately, we've seen some of these sites being bought, being taken control of, and suddenly spewing neocon or controlled liberal paradigm propaganda. But the readers instantly recognize it and shift to the other tiers of sites. You're losing New World Order, and you know it. That's why you're carrying out terror attacks. That's why you're trying to put up your control grid. Your time is running out. But I don't know if William F. Jasper at The New American is a neocon government agent or if he's a useful idiot. I tend to think he's a useful idiot because I was at Urban Warrior in 1999 as thousands of Marines and foreign troops practiced taking over the city, practiced gun confiscations. And there I was on a hill overlooking thousands of troops, just 50 yards from the troops doing mock gun confiscations, and I looked to my right, and there's William F. Jasper, who's just written a savage, hateful, larcenous hit piece on myself, mirroring, basically parroting the Popular Mechanics disinfo government op. I mean, we've now got enough evidence to prove that's a government op. And I walked over to him, had a backpack, and I said, you know, I was just on the radio today, and I was covering this. Here's the Associated Press from a few months ago where Delta Force tried to bribe the San Antonio police chief. I have the video of it. And tried to run their urban warfare drills there with black helicopters. And he said, thank you, and took it. And, of course, they'd written articles denying black helicopters existed, saying it was a conspiracy theory. All they are is special forces, black budget, black op operations helicopters, folks. And a month later, I opened up the New American, and there was the exact AP article. So when I was able to deliver the proof, the admissions, to his hands, it was in their newspaper, in their magazine. So maybe they're just ignorant. I know Popular Mechanics isn't, though. Perhaps this academic, this researcher, who I've got to say has done a ridiculous job of attacking me, I mean, it really has got so many holes in it, it's worse than Swiss cheese, John Sanders. Maybe he's just ignorant. John Sanders is a policy analyst at the Polk Center for Higher Education Policy, also part of the John Lott Foundation. When I called, that's who answered. He researches and writes about public policy issues affecting colleges, universities in North Carolina and across the country. And I believe I interviewed him about 3 or 4 years ago, and I agree with some of his analysis of other activities at colleges. I agree that there is academic tyranny and that people aren't being allowed to have their free speech if they're conservative, and I defend everyone's free speech. But his hit piece is just the most ridiculous I've seen to date. And again, he'll be joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour. Paul Watson joins us in 15 minutes. But first off, let's just go into the news. FEMA inspectors included criminals. Agency relied on them for honest reports, and this is par for the course. Across the board, they're peopling in key positions of enforcement government agencies with hardcore criminals, rapists, murderers, top computer hackers, pedophiles, and just turns out FEMA's got quite a squadron of hardcore criminals working for them. Meanwhile, they release the hardcore criminals and put them in positions of power, but U.S. prison rate soars even higher, filled with nonviolent offenders who make good workers. U.S. prison population has risen further, with 1 in 138 people now in jail, new official figures reveal. There are more than 2.1 million people U.S. citizens in jail. And, of course, these numbers are wrong. You look at the Justice Department numbers, it's 7+ million. They're just counting one strata of jails. The figures show the prison population increased by an estimated 48,552 people, or 2.3% in the year, in this year to June 30th, 2004. All right, we'll get more into that coming up as well. Some good news, Student Spring Patriot Active Town Meeting. I quit counting a year ago, but it was over 400 cities and four states then. Several more states have gone against the Patriot Act now, including conservative states. But I got to commend these students in Boston. It's students, high school students, going to the city council to defeat the Patriot Act. Putin deplores the collapse of the USSR. Folks, it never collapsed. City cameras don't cut crime. New report out, but that doesn't stop the government from accelerating it. And even Newsmax has to admit that Bush is boosting Hillary in 08. Of course, Clinton's in a continual love fest with the Bushes, agreeing with all their policies. A horrible article here about a baby alive who the abortionists didn't even try to save. At least 50 die in that Japan derailment. A packed commuter train jumped the tracks in western Japan on Monday and hurtled into an apartment building, killing 50 people and injuring more than 340 others in the deadliest rail accident in Japan in four decades. Rail is still one of the most safest ways to travel. The transportation period is dangerous, and it's the number one cause of death until you hit 55, then it's cancer and heart attacks. Depending on what year you look at, one year it's cancer, next year it's heart attacks. They're always taking the pole position from each other. But it just shows how quickly life can be snuffed out. You fear fighting for liberty and freedom. You're afraid the globalists will get you, but you still get in your car every day. You still get on planes every month. You still get on trains every week. When this is your number one cause of death. Last time I looked at the numbers, you're 9 times more likely for your child to drown in the bathtub or a mop bucket or in the pool than for your child to die from a gun, but we hear, ban the guns, it's for the children. I like to look at statistics, though. There is so much I want to cover. When we get back, I want to air about a 3-minute newscast out of CBS Channel 10 to analyze it out of Florida concerning this 5-year-old arrested in Florida on felony charges. We first heard that she was viciously, savagely attacking her teachers. And so that's why the 5-year-old had to be arrested by 3 police and charged with a felony. The problem is now the Big Brother video camera footage has been released from the classroom. Look at how surveilled things are. And she is, like I've seen brats do in the grocery store, in the mall, on the street, I know you've seen it, spatting. Just going, meh, 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 with her hands, open hands at the teacher. And in the old days, the teacher would have grabbed that youth, drug her by her ear or her hair to the principal's office, where she would have been given 5 to 6 pops, as I did when I acted like that. And then when I got home, I'd have really been in trouble. But I read the globalist think tank documents that were written by the Carnegie Foundation 70 years ago. They said that we have to train parents not to discipline, so that then their children will be rebellious and out of control. We can then fill the prisons with them. So what they do is, instead of disciplining the children in the schools, they've taken that authority from the teachers. Then things turn into bedlam, because the children are gobbling Twinkies and Cokes between every recess, basically. Literally. You got children? You ever given your children sugar and watch how they act? People are idiots. I see them giving their children Cokes, Twinkies, all of it. No wonder your children act like demons. And the child bounces off the walls, and instead of disciplining them, no, we just call the police, charge you with a felony, and send you to juvie, where you're really going to get beat up. You see, they know what they're doing. They're training us all to be prisoners. Next, it'll be 4-year-olds being arrested and charged as adults for spatting. I remember the old days, occasionally, a student would take a swing at a coach. And it happened a few times. The coach would just grab them, tackle them, slam them down on the ground, and then make them run till they vomited. And then they respected the coach and became good friends with them. And that's how things were done. But if a coach today grabbed one of these punks, some 14-year-old taking a swing at him, that coach would be in jail. No, instead, we put your son in the criminal justice system, and 2 years later, they're on heroin with tattoos all over their bodies. And they're male punks with HIV. because we've taken discipline away. We'll be right back.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi folks, Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I could speak for hours about the arrest of this 5-year-old for limp-wristedly, barely slapping at about 5 miles an hour. I mean, the hands were just moving so slow, going, yeah, yeah. Yeah, on the teacher. But really the bigger news story here is how the media all over the country was legitimizing, and I went and watched 4 or 5 newscasts online. They were all basically the same script. Is this good? Well, maybe they have to, you know. Arrest 5-year-olds and charge them with felonies. And then they show the worst possible video they can, which is the child being followed around by this by this special ed teacher who's hanging over, getting in her face, not talking to the child in a loving fashion. They're on video camera. It's so obvious, trying to get her to respond or do something. And then the child is limp-wristedly going, at the teacher's hands that are trying to grab a hold of her. I mean, literally, folks, limp-wristedly like a jellyfish. You know how two-and-a-half-year-olds do sometimes when they throw a fit? They just go, with their hands. I wouldn't even call it a spat. I mean, I've seen many children do this. Well, this guy got this five-year-old felony charges. And the news is acting like it's normal and good. So let's go ahead and play this clip and analyze it.
Good evening, I'm Heather Bennett.
And I'm Reginald Roundtree. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's the hottest video in America tonight, and you can't rent it at Blockbuster. The video shows St. Petersburg police officers handcuffing and arresting a five-year-old girl.
School officials said the girl was out of control and they had to call police. 10 News reporter Mike Deason, who first broke this story last month, is here with the video and the story. Mike?
Well, Heather and Reg, there's no question the little girl was out of control at the school, but the girl's mother says the police overreacted. However, a veteran kindergarten teacher we talked to says after trying several techniques to calm a child, sometimes outside help has to be called in order to protect teachers, other students, and even the child who's having the tantrum.
This is how the incident ends, as police officers put the handcuffs on five-year-old Jaisha Scott.
Not acceptable, Jaisha.
But it began much earlier, when teachers could not control the kindergarten student who was having a tantrum.
It's not frequent. It doesn't occur that often. Thank goodness.
But kindergarten teacher Jennifer Pyle says sometimes kids do get out of control.
If it's an extreme situation, you have to be careful of the safety of the child and the safety of the other children in the room. And some of the things, you definitely have to call for help.
Pyle, who's been teaching for 15 years, says she doesn't blame the school for calling the police.
It looks like they had no choice. That had to happen.
But the attorney for the family blames both the school system and the police.
I think that, you know, a clear failure on the part of the school in involving the police, and then the police taking it to the lengths that they did, it's unconscionable.
Jaisha, you need to calm down. You need to do it now.
Meantime, Pyle has no problem with the handcuffs.
And I think it was really probably more to protect the child, you know, to keep her, and hopefully she could calm down and not be physically hurting herself or someone else.
Eventually, a jury will decide if this arrest was appropriate or not.
Now, the lawyer for the family, John Trevina, says by the time police arrived, Jaisha was sitting calmly and there was no need to handcuff her. Trevina says he'll sue the St. Petersburg Police Department. While the police won't comment, the school system is standing by the teacher and the police. They say someone had to bring the situation under control. Heather, Reg.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, now let's look at how they phrase this. Someone had to help her. Outside help had to get things under control. Now, it's one thing if you're dealing with a 15-year-old in a fist fight and they got to call some of the coaches or some of the male teachers out to grab them or a security guard, whatever. It's another thing with a 5-year-old. And it is admitted, she was sitting there when the cops got there. And if you see the evil violence, it's the teacher trying to grab her and she's going, and we're going to help you. We're going to give you a felony rap and try to put you in the juvie. And, of course, push Ritalin and Prozac on her. We're going to do that for you. That's some help for you. And so every one of you that's got children, you better hope and pray they never do anything in school. Because here in Austin, if you're late to class three times, it's considered an absence, even though the state law has a higher number of the whole days missed as truancy. They go ahead and drag your child in, try to get them into the system. It's across the board about getting them into the system. Well, something had to be done. Someone had to help this little girl by charging her with a felony. Don't worry, the family won't have any money, so they'll plea bargain, and she'll be in the system forever, and she'll probably, in most cases, turn out to be a hardcore criminal, which is exactly what the globalists want. Another soul under their control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a report here on what the Trilateral Commission's up to. Also, FEMA inspectors included criminals. Agency relied on them for honest reports. Of course they did. I knew they were criminals. U.S. prison rate soars even higher. Don't worry, they're building even more prisons. So they're going to criminalize any and all behavior. Students, again, are fighting the Patriot Act. We'll also get into GM industry, that is, genetically modified industry, puts human gene into rice you're going to be eating. You thought cockroach genes were bad in most tomatoes now. Clinton backs Blair's Labor Party in British elections, pro-war, pro-open border Labor Party, just like he backs Lord Bush. It's all coming up. There's just so much. Today, before we go to Paul Watson, who'll be with us into the next hour, and we have another guest coming on to debate me about 9/11 and other issues. Before we do that, the new film, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, full title, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out on VHS and DVD, my best film. And if you're tired of the lying-controlled left, the lying-controlled right, that are telling you, don't look under the floorboards, just trust us, go along with us. 9/11 was run by some men in a cave. They made NORAD stand down. They called public officials and warned them not to fly. They did CIA insider trading. They made Larry Silverstein say that he blew the buildings up on PBS, on and on and on. If you're tired of them, if you want to stop them, if you want to hurt them, if you want to expose them, if you want to save this country, we've got to create an awakening to who is behind the terror. How the globalists are behind it to bring in the crises, to sweep aside the republic, and bring in the New World Order empire. This film does it like no other. It covers the police state for 30-something minutes, 9-11 for an hour of focus like a particle beam, truth, and a full hour on who the globalists are, what makes them tick, and what makes their whole master plan basically fall apart if you simply wake up to it. You need this video. You need martial law, 9-11, rise of the police state. $25.95, really three films in one. Get a second copy for $19.95, a third copy for $16, a fourth copy for $14. You can get them as low as $14 a piece when you get multiple copies, or just buy one and make copies. But if you're wanting to support us, buy multiple copies. But just get one. Please get it. Please make copies. Please get it out to people. Toll-free number to get my new film. 1-888-253-3139. Of course, my other 11 films, this is my 12th film, my other 11 are excellent. Big discounts on those, as low as $5.95 when you get multiple copies. We're still offering those discounts. I've decided to extend them out indefinitely. I just want to get this material out. 1-888-253-3139. When you call, just be sure and ask about the different specials. 888-253-3139, or go to InfoWars.com to peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, look at all the different specials, to watch clips of the films, in some cases upwards of half the films. You know, we'll have half the film there for free, depending on what film it is, so you can get an idea of the material, and hopefully wake up, or wake others up. InfoWars.com to order, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please don't wait. It's so important to expose the murdering terrorists that are the New World Order before they strike again. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, special reports that are not on the TV show or even in the films, just on the website. Hundreds of audio interviews, new interviews every week. Dozens of other films, all my films, Martial Law in its entirety. Watch it all right now in high bandwidth or low bandwidth at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. A cup of coffee is a dollar, folks. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's so easy to sign up and get your membership. It takes about a minute and a half. For people that are slow on computers like myself, it takes about a minute if you're fast. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, without further ado, let's go to Paul Watson. Paul, there's a lot of news I want to blitz through and shotgun through, but I'd imagine since we just ended the last segment playing that clip of a little girl in Florida, we had to help her, they said. We had to felony charge the five-year-old. We have to call in outside help to help her. We're going to help her, Paul. They're going to start helping, I guess, more of our children, Paul.
Well, yeah, they had to help her for her own safety, and anyone that watches the video can judge for themselves, you know, if this girl's violent or out of control. Because, as I said in the article on PrisonPlanet.com, the worst it gets is that she's basically waving her hands around and barely even touching the teacher.
And the teacher's sticking her arms out to be hit with almost a smile on her face, loving it. You can watch the teacher hounding her before this happens.
Yeah, I mean, the force of the child doing this, as I said, is, you know, barely enough force to be able to swat a fly.
Yeah, it might knock a small champagne glass off a table.
Exactly. Before she's actually arrested, she's sitting down quietly, you know, not making a sound until they twist her arms around and put the cuffs on. So I made a list of reasons as to why, you know, this type of thing is increasing in regularity.
But she may be with Al-Qaeda.
Well, that may be one of the reasons. But the primary one is obviously due to this media hyping of child abduction and paedophilia, of which we talked about in the past. The numbers have been steadily decreasing since the 70s. They have codes of conduct, and it's the same in the UK, whereby teachers cannot make any physical contact whatsoever with pupils. So it prevents the teacher from using simple restraining techniques that don't even harm a child in any way.
Paul, I'm not that old. I'm 31, and I remember smarting off in public school and having being grabbed by the ear. And believe me, I didn't do it after that. And then I got in trouble when I got home. But again, we have the handbooks. They know by not disciplining them, telling the parents not to discipline, the child's going to be bad, and then now the cops taser you. They take you to juvie hall where some 15-year-old rapes you. I mean, how is that? See, they know what they're doing, folks. This is by design to fill the prison populations. Go ahead.
Well, I'm 23 years old. 15, 16 years ago, I was in primary school, and there were a few bad apples, and literally we had kids throwing chairs across the room, like once a month on a regular basis. They were always restrained, you know, sent to the headmaster's office, the principal's office, and that was the end of it. Nobody in their right mind would ever even consider calling the police.
Did you have lavish Twinkie machines and Coke machines?
No, we didn't have any kind of machines like that whatsoever.
Listen, I'm not kidding. In the elementary schools, in the middle schools, in the high schools, literally, when I went to high school, and now it's even worse, I've been in high schools to be a speaker and seen it, literally every 20, 30 feet, there are Coke machines and candy machines. And during the five-minute breaks between classes, the children begin gobbling. Folks, do you know what happens when you feed a young person, or an adult for that matter, candy bars and Cokes? No wonder diabetes is up 400%. I mean, it turns them, when they go on the sugar crash, they get a headache and are little brats. But we need to put them on Ritalin because they're hyper, Paul.
Well, exactly, and the test for that. Or, you know, if somebody puts their hand up too often in a class debate. So, what is it, 1 in 7 now, and those numbers are increasing on Ritalin. So, they're either drooling in the corner or going wild. There are laws being introduced in the UK which make every offence arrestable. They're talking about the same thing in America.
Stick of bubble gum on the ground. Arrested.
Yeah, there was a 13-year-old that threw a snowball at a police car. She was arrested, and her DNA was stored in a database permanently.
I'm going to be completely honest. In Teague, Texas, probably 16, 17 years ago, I was there on Halloween, small town, running around with friends, throwing eggs at each other. And we got a little out of control. One of my friends threw an egg, hit a police car, and the cops came over, grabbed us by the scruff of the neck, told us to go home, and didn't even arrest us. Today, we probably would have been machine gunned.
Well, exactly. To see how far it's changed in just the space of 10, 15 years is amazing. So the point about this DNA database is, as the New Statesman article, which is mainstream, pointed out, it's a way for the state to identify miscreants at an early stage for things like throwing snowballs at police cars, dropping gum.
And getting them into the system.
Yeah. And then
it even says that.
Yeah, and then that DNA database contains other details, and it's a de facto national identity.
Well, I mean, how many police officers driving along did the exact thing that you're going to be arresting children for?
Exactly. And then the stage-managed school shootings have not turned schools into police state training camps, but actual prisons themselves. Attendance is mandatory. Homeschooling is frowned upon, equated with terrorism, as the World Net Daily article talks about a few months ago. And as you've covered, children in some states have to attend these truancy courts, not just for truancy, but for not completing homework on time.
The parents are being charged all over the country. Houston Chronicle.
In the UK.
Criminal.
They're talking about introducing mandatory parenting classes run by the government.
This is how the social workers, their own documents. I have a stack of documents the size of a Dallas phone book, a Fort Worth phone book. It's not quite that big. And the whole thing is about, we're going to use a school to take over the family. We're going to end the family. The family's bad. It actually says it. Look at New Freedom, Paul.
Exactly. Biometric scanning required to enter and exit the premises on many schools and for school meals. Guards patrol the corridors. School buses are tracked with GPS. They got closed circuit television cameras in.
Cameras even in the showers.
Yep. These informant programs, which are set up by the schools and the government to encourage children to rat on each other for credit cards and CD players. What was the one called in Road to Tyranny that you covered?
Yeah, that's in Austin. Turn your parents in. $250. Local TV had the police there and show some handing out enrolling the children. But I mean, in the new film, I've got a mainstream news article out of Knoxville and other areas of the country where they've, it's not Knoxville, it's another town in Tennessee, where they actually have the cameras in the school showers. Folks, and in the showers, official cameras.
And many of them are hooked up to the internet, but we're assured that they're completely closed to hacking, or virtually.
Even though the principal shared it with his friends in North Carolina, the naked 11-year-old girls. It's for security, Paul.
Yeah. And then, was it Goose Creek, where the police storm in with dogs, search bags and lockers, find absolutely nothing, getting them used to that.
Hands up! Everybody standing with their hands up, searching everyone. The dogs grabbing packs, savaging them. Children crying.
And then we have Secret Service being called if students criticize the government. They have class debates. They disagree with government policy.
Paul, every day I see an article where some honor student in an honors English class writes an essay where they use the word gun. Even anti-gun articles, you know, oh, we should ban guns. Oh, gun, you said gun. In the article, we're arresting you. You've got to go to psychological testing. One of my friend's sons, in his art class, he's in college now, a few years ago, drew a picture of a guitar pick, and they decided it might look like a gun, and so they arrested him, and he had to go to psychological testing.
It's amazing. We had the article about the guy with the, well, it was a high school student, wearing his baseball cap sideways. He refused.
Oh, he was an honor student and captain of the football team, yeah.
But he refused to turn it around, so they called the police. And the list goes on and on. So the school is a prison, and therefore it has all the identifying characteristics of a prison, so the students are treated like criminals. This is how it developed.
Well, they lock down. The doors have to be buzzed in and out. They have barbed wire fences around them. The military's in there recruiting. Now they're going to start forced drugging, psychological testing. I mean, it's all admitted, Paul.
And then the police training since the 80s warped to the point where the police are taught the general public is their enemy. They're no longer public servants. They're now akin to private security firms for the government. So it goes from the peace officer to the law enforcement officer. And now even their police dogs are seen as worthier than we are.
That's right. When a police dog gets kicked, one guy got 44 years in prison in Michigan. In Newcastle, PA, a man was walking through the parking lot. The window was down. The dog almost jumped out, almost bitting. He yelled back at the dog. He was charged with verbal assault of an officer, given 1 year in jail. Talking back to them, to their dogs, is now illegal. I've had other guests on who yelled back at a police dog, and there was one case in California, and they're given jail time.
And then, you know, the point is treating the population as the enemy. No matter how harmless they appear, anyone is considered a threat, even a five-year-old girl. And then we posted the articles from the past to contrast this, where they're supposedly protecting the five-year-old girl for her own safety. Meanwhile, we have things like, you know, California loses track of more than 30,000 sex offenders. And where
we have 3,000 children missing, grabbed by CPS in Florida. They find some of them dead, heads cut off, and it turns out top pedophiles run the computer system, and as the deputy head of their operation, there's another one, FEMA inspectors included criminals. Agency relied on them for honest reports and knew they were criminals.
Yeah, and that they re-employed for Social Security and CPS convicted sex offenders, re-employed them. We've had articles on that in the past. We've had articles on 9-year-old arrested for stealing bunny. Child arrested for bringing toy to school. It was a toy gun. He was arrested.
Hey, I've seen 100, I've seen 500, where people get arrested for taking Tylenol to school. They got a headache. Mama gives them some Tylenol in their lunchbox. They take it for that's it. You're arrested. Charged. Illegal drugs. Zero tolerance. Oh, you have plastic spoons, forks, and knives for some cake you're bringing to school. Battle Victorian. You're arrested. We're not giving you your diploma.
And so, from front to back, as the article is headlined, it's a picture postcard of America's decline, and all the teachers' groups, at least those featured in the television report, which is up there, seem to love it. I mean, they've done nothing.
I mean, in the Soviet Union, if a child walks in with a cake and the plastic forks and knives, and the teacher smiles, they have some cake. Not in America. This is the brainwashed nature of the system. I've got to do it. I've been ordered to do it. You're hyper. I'm going to put you on synthetic methamphetamine. I mean, they put our children on methamphetamine.
Exactly. So just contrast it to 10, 15 years ago. It's the complete obliteration of common sense mixed in with these PC protection laws whereby they would rehire the sex offenders and yet, you know, responsible.
Think if we would have written, exactly, think if we would have written a science fiction book like this 50 years ago, people would have laughed at it. I mean, we're going to have, and this is in a bunch of the states, top pedophiles running the CPS, just we're going to force drug you, ha ha ha. Paul, it is total insane asylum.
It's the worst aspects of Brave New World in 1984 mixed together and thrown in your face.
But they've got to help this five-year-old, Paul.
Yeah, they've got to protect her for her own safety.
Got to get her into the system. Got to get her into juvie. Got to do it for her. We got some new private prisons that just opened. We got to have warm bodies in there at the factory.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Joking about this. There have been at least five different cases. Tennessee, California, New York, Florida, where they actually put cameras in the bathrooms. Well, there's been hundreds of those. I mean, in the stalls, in the showers, in the locker rooms. And a visiting team was in the Tennessee town, And the 11-year-old girls from the basketball team were in there, and they saw a camera in the shower and freaked out. So they were normal. See, they hadn't yet been brainwashed. But this was normal. And so they ran out, and the principal got on TV and said, what's the big deal? This is crime could happen in those showers. And then they went and looked at the computers and the software, and it was being shared in North Carolina and other areas. Thousands of people were logging on. Nothing happened to the principal. It's just, we are the government. Shut up! We're going to put cameras in your shower! Folks, do you understand how insane that is? But in a few years, it'll be totally normal, like giving your child pharmaceutical-grade amphetamines. It's good for them. All the studies say it's deadly, but ignore it. Paul, I don't want to spend all day on this. We got a bunch of news to cover, and I want to get into all the hit pieces from the New American and from Front Page Magazine and just all of it that are taking place. But any other comments on this, this stuff with the schools?
Just the fact that it was caught on tape in the first place illustrates what you're saying, that the cameras are in there in the first place. And, you know, things like the sardonic intro at the beginning of the video, you know, this is the hottest video in America that you can't rent at a Blockbuster.
Yeah, now it's entertainment. Your children in school being harassed by the teacher. The teacher's like this bucket of pus, obviously hounding the child. Just look at it if you have any discernment. Hounding some poor child who they want to get in the system. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's the new reality television that you can't rent at Blockbuster. I mean, just...
We've only got it here. The schools and your five-year-olds for your entertainment. You'd be sick like us.
And just the lack of common sense from people like, you know, the dispatch office, they're getting the call. Oh, we've got a five-year-old who's having a tantrum. Okay, I'll immediately send a couple of officers.
You better send three officers, are you kidding? This is a major situation.
Three officers to arrest one five-year-old child. So it's disgusting, and I'm sure there'll be ramifications for both the school and the police as the mother promises.
Paul, there's so much. I want to spend 5-10 minutes right before this guest comes on the hit pieces. I want to try to jam a few calls in, too, in the next 30 minutes of the next hour. But what else you want to talk about when we get back?
Yeah, just generally the hit pieces, three different hit pieces in the last week, two which mention us specifically, and things like the Trilateral Commission meeting, whether they veto the attack on Iran or not, and whatever the callers want to bring up.
I tell you, Paul, this is good news that they're intensifying their attacks on us.
Well, yeah, it goes back to the Gandhi quote that we... brought to light a few weeks ago. First they ignore us, then they laugh at us, then they fight us, then we win. It started with the BBC article for the second time. They weren't content with the first one, linking anyone that believed in a new world order with both Timothy McVeigh and Osama bin Laden.
Actually says that, but then I guess then all these presidents and prime ministers are with Al-Qaeda then? Because that's all they talk about.
Their own colleagues on BBC Radio 4 reported that Bilderberg formulated the European single currency. The BBC reported that.
In 1954.
And then 6 months later, they say anyone that thinks Bilderberg's got power is like Timothy McVeigh or Osama bin Laden. So they don't even read what their own colleagues are reporting.
Well,
and then they
Paul, face it, we're extreme. Top royalty, top bankers, presidents meet in secret, and we get their own documents that they admit are real, saying they want world government. We're bad. We shouldn't focus on that.
Well,
what type of weirdos are we with a political talk show wanting to talk about world leaders meeting? That is Al-Qaeda, Paul.
Exactly.
Al-Qaeda. Are you with Al-Qaeda? We'll be right back.